Good evening. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're conducting a survey to help with. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you now, yeah.
We're conducting a survey to help us better understand what is most important to people across a variety of topics. Your participation is voluntary but important to the success of this research. All of your answers are confidential and will be combined with answers from everyone who completes the survey. To begin, when thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
And when thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you? Using a scale of 0 to 10, 0 means it is not an important issue to you, and 10 means it's a very important issue to you. The first one is democracy, from 0 to 10.
10.
How important? From 0 to 10?
10.
Okay. Healthcare, from 0 to 10?
Yes, 10. I'm choosing 10.
Okay. Jobs. No, healthcare, I'm sorry. The issue of
healthcare.
Yes.
9.
9, okay. Jobs and wages, from 0 to 10?
10.
Abortion rights?
10.
Criminal justice reform, from 0 to 10?
8.
Inflation and the cost of living, from 0 to 10?
10.
A student loan debt?
10.
Voting rights?
10.
Racism and discrimination, from 0 to 10?
10.
Reproductive rights?
10.
Crime and violence?
10.
Climate change?
10.
K-12 education?
Say again?
K-12 education.
Education. Oh,
yeah, 10. Kindergarten through 12. Okay. And the last one, immigration, from 0 to 10.
8.
Thank you. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting, but as it stands out, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you are extremely likely to vote?
10.
And what is your race or ethnicity?
African American.
Thank you. And are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm registered.
Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Male.
And what is the year of your birth, just to make sure we speak to all ages?
July.
I'm sorry?
Oh, is that the year? Is that the year? 1974.
Yes. 74. And what is the highest level of school you have completed, or the highest degree you have received?
I have an associate's degree.
And no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10. 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power. 10, okay? And how much power do you feel that the black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? From 0 to 10. A lot of power. And now please rate your feelings towards some people, organization, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 5 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, just let me know. The first one is Andre Deakins. Do you recognize the candidate? Andre Deakins?
Don't know.
Never heard of him. The next one, Raphael Warnock.
I heard of him.
From 0 to 10, how would you rate him?
5.
5. John Ossoff.
From
0 to 10?
7.
Brian Kemp?
7.
Tim Walz?
I don't really know him.
Never heard of? J.D. Vance. Do you recognize the candidate? J.D. Vance.
Yeah. No, we don't like him at all.
Is that a 0?
0.
Very unfavorable? Okay. And last one, Brad Raffensperger.
Five.
Okay. And now we're almost done with the survey. We're at 65%. Thank you so much for your time. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, or Jill Stein?
Kamala Harris.
I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Republican. Democrat.
Democrat? For your House representative, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Joe Biden, Donald Trump, Joe Jorgensen, Howie Hawkins, or other?
Joe Biden.
And thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, somewhat worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
Just better.
And some people say that no matter how people vote for, it will make a difference to what happens. Others say that who people vote for can make a big difference to what happens. In your mind, does voting make no difference, a small difference, a moderate difference, or a big difference?
A big difference.
And now below is a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country from 0 to 10. 10 means that you believe that a person or event certainly prevented progress. 5, somewhat prevented, and 0 means you believe that the person or event certainly did not prevent progress. The first one is your local mayor. From 0 to 10?
7.
Vice President Harris?
7.
Democrats in the U.S. Congress?
5.
Democrats in the Georgia General Assembly?
5.
Black voters?
10.
And COVID-19 recovery?
10.
Thank you. And below, this is basically the last part of the survey. We're 85%. Again, thank you for your kindness to help us. Below is a list of some policies, developments, and statements that have an impact on many black people's lives. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each one will motivate you or people in your network to vote for. 0 means that it will strongly motivate you up to vote. 5 means you're somewhat motivated, and 0 not motivate you at all. The first one, because we vote. In March, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau took a significant step to protect consumers by reducing credit card late fees from $32 to $8. This change is expected to save consumers a substantial $10 billion annually, demonstrating the Bureau's commitment to easing financial burdens and promoting fairer credit practices. From 0 to 10, it strongly motivates you somewhat or not at all.
10.
The next one, because we demanded funds for HBCUs, the American Rescue Plan invested over $2.7 billion in historically black colleges and universities, the largest ever. Over $260 million went to aid Georgia schools with help required for direct student financial relief through grants, debt discharge, and other aid. From 0 to 10, will strongly motivate you to vote, somewhat or not at all?
7.
7. And the last 3, because we protested together, this administration has banned no-knock warrants and chokeholds and mandate body cameras for all officers. When state prosecutors failed, federal hate crimes laws were used to convict the murders of Anne Maud Arbery and Breonna Taylor. From 0 to 10, that will strongly motivate you to vote, somewhat or not at all.
Sure.
And the last 2. Black voters should recognize the progress that has been made to our collective black power. While there is still much work to be done, patience with each other is essential as we continue the path to future progress. From 0 to 10, that will strongly motivate you, somewhat or not at all.
10.
The last 1. Because we voted, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau announced a major initiative to remove medical debt from credit reports for over 15 million Americans. This policy change is projected to boost credit scores by an average of 20 points, providing significant financial relief and improving access to credit for millions of individuals. From 0 to 10?
10.
Okay, thank you so much for your responses so far. I'm not going to ask you some of the questions again. Sometimes people change their minds.
I gotta go inside and pick up my kids, sir.
This is 1 minute, 1 or 2 minutes more, please. We're basically in
the last. All right, come on, let's go.
Please answer based on how you feel right now, okay? And no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you, from 0 to 10?
10.
And how much power do you feel that the black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community?
10.
And as you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, and state and local officers in 2024. I know it's still a long way off, but how motivated are you to vote in November, from 0 to 10?
At 10, I will be voting.
Extremely likely. And thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, somewhat worse, stayed the same, or better, or much better?
Better.
And do you consider yourself one, heterosexual, two, lesbian or gay, three, bisexual, or four, something else?
Heterosexual.
Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Not married.
And are you the parent or guardian of any children, 18 years or younger?
Yeah.
Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin, yes or no?
No.
In politics today, do you consider yourself Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Independent.
And do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
Neither right now.
And how would you describe your employment status, full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, or stay-at-home parent, or student?
I don't understand the question.
Your employment status is full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off,
unemployed? Full-time.
The last question. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
$40,000.
Okay. And this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important. And again, thank you for your help, sir. Have a great day. Thank you.